music, news, and so much more. This is Radio Bucky.
Hi there, Ron here. I'm going to do two songs. First one, Liverpool Lullaby, but not one of the songs that the Beatles ever recorded. Here goes. Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dusty lid. If he finds out the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's nose, so crimson in the dark it glows. If you're not sleeping when the bruisers close, you'll get a belt from your dog. You look so scruffy lying there, strawberry jam tufts in your hair. In the world you haven't a care, quite a struggle every day, living on your father's pay. The old fool drinks it all away, leaves me without any. Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dust. Called Abilene, and there are actually two Abilenes. There's one in Texas and there's one in Kansas, so I'm not sure to which this one actually refers, but I think it's a nice sweet little song. Here we go, Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. People there don't treat you mean. Abilene, my Abilene, I sit alone most every night, watch those trains as they pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Crowded city, there ain't nothing free. Nothing here in this town for me.
wish to the Lord I could be in Abilene. My Abilene.
Oh yeah,
Abilene.
Today, and we've got Chris, and we're just going to do a wee bit of chat about the kind of music that we enjoy listening to or enjoy attempting to play. We have recorded two songs each, two songs that mean something special to us, and Nick Brown, our illustrious chairman at Radio Bucky, said, why don't you guys get together and just have a wee chat as well? And we'll include some of that in the podcast. So that's why we're here today. Thinking of Jane Murray, who started off the Bucky Community and District Choir. And she did this, I think I'm right in saying, really as an homage to her late dad, whose great love of music inspired her to go down that road, and she wanted to do something so that the community at large could remember the good works that he did during his lifetime. So that's how we all met, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Very intimidating walking into a room full of 100 people, but I personally was made very, very welcome by Jane and everybody else that I met. It's been a great experience.
Yeah,
I would echo that. Chris, I came from a fairly formal choir, and I can remember my first night waiting in the queue up the stairs at the library to go in, and hearing all the banter as I'm waiting at the door, thinking, oh, this is quite lively in here.
Yeah.
And I can remember Leah at the desk looking up. Oh, you're new. I said, yeah, I'm just here to see if I can get into the choir. Oh, our first question was, do you like ABBA? Yeah. And I must have given the right response, because my answer was, what is there not to like? Oh, there's a forum there, she says, in you go, you know. And again, just like Chris is saying, very welcome, very informal choir, which I really... really appeals to me, and you know, we can do some off the wall things as well. You know, a lot of humour in the ranks as well. So yeah, very, very enjoyable and well run, extremely well run by
extremely,
Jane. I've got to say.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, Tom's turn now. I'm going to sing "Streets of London." It's a song that I heard as a teenager many years ago. Great song, great lyrics in my opinion, and the only comment I would make really on it is that things have actually got worse in the last 55 years rather than better. So anyway, here's one, Ralph McTell, Streets of London. Have you seen the old man in the closed down market kicking up the papers with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe at 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour, then he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind.
I'd heard the choir at, I've been in the audience at the Bucky High School Christmas choir. I was absolutely blown away. And particularly
by the sheer quality and beauty of the vocals,
the sheer quality,
the conducting,
the humour, the conducting, of course, the music, the rendition of remind me of the last song you did during the performance.
Was the Bohemian Rhapsody, wasn't it?
Yes, Bohemian Rhapsody. Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Which I didn't know the backstory until I actually joined the choir. And I was told they were still trying it out as we were filing into the hall. I think that's right. And it was whether they were going to actually perform it. But it was the most fantastic thing. I couldn't believe when I heard the opening bars to it that this choir was going to attempt Bohemian Rhapsody. But they just made a fantastic job of it. And absolutely cracked it, yeah. But I still think there's disbelievers in the actual choir that they achieved it, but they absolutely, and that convinced me that I had to join this choir. I'd had a little experience of some choir, but I just knew I had to join this one. So it was a great day when I actually did and was accepted in. Yeah.
I was sinking to myself.
got the Mercedes Benz. She got a lot of pretty boys she calls her friend. How they dance in the courtyard.
As well, she's the driving force behind this choir.
100%.
Conducts yeah. us, yeah. controls us, loves us all as we love her. Yeah. Without her, yeah. this choir yeah. would yeah. not exist.
Folks. Absolutely right. Yeah, yeah.
So, what about personal taste in music, Tom? Have you got bands or individuals you've followed
well,
over the years?
I think the word Catholic would describe my taste. I've always said I just like good music, you know, whether it be jazz, blues, rock, folk, doesn't matter. Classical, you know, good music is good music, you know, it's timeless as well. Favourite bands, I've got you, I'm a 70s kid, so I've got to go back to the LPs that I've still got in the house. One of my favourite ever bands was a band called Free. An English band called Free. Yeah. Paul Rodgers was a fantastic vocalist, one of the, you know, again, a very, very underrated vocalist, and had a great blues voice, you know, particularly, and I've got to say, particularly for a white man, he had a fantastic blues voice. Great band. Paul Kossoff, the bassist, was one of these guys who could take the front of the stage with a bass guitar and, you know, could make it talk effectively. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, died very, very young, 25 or something like that. But, you know, absolute virtuoso, you know, absolutely great, great band. Free, I like the Eagles, funnily enough. The Eagles are always one of my... I've always been one of my favourite bands. The Doobie Brothers is another one, American band, and a great blues band, the Allman Brothers.
I remember them.
Nice. You might have heard the doorbell ringing there. That's another good friend of the musical world here in Bucky and
live show
district. Live show. This is Phil Brown just come in with his guitar. I don't think he's going to delight you with any virtuosity this morning, but who knows, maybe in a future occasion.
Another time.
We hope so.
Yeah.
But you just want to say hello, Phil?
Hello, hello. Phil.
You can tell he's got a singing voice. Dulcet tones in the background.
That was a bit like Ronan Martin there. I say goodbye, Dick. Goodbye, Dick.
It occurred to me, Tam, as you were talking there, that I think I become stuck in my era. I don't know if we try. I've never got into kind of the modern groups. I missed punk completely. I couldn't stand punk. But bands like the Eagles seem to have transcended right the way through.
Yeah.
I mean, the Stones, the Beatles, whatever. And it kind of, just as I say, just occurred to me then. Do you stay in the era that you were young in, and that's the music you take with you for the rest of your life, perhaps, you know? I can appreciate some of the, let's say, modern music.
Amy MacDonald, for example.
Well, of course, it goes without saying, yeah. I do struggle with some of the sort of more modern stuff. Come a little closer, hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. There's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. Music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna be a dancer again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. When we were strangers,
I watched you from afar. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting late, and the moon is climbing high. I want to celebrate, see it shining in your eyes, because I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. Because I'm still in love with you, wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
Well, talking of going down memory lane, I mean, Phil, you did a lot of work in Liverpool and actually played in the Cavern when you were younger.
Yeah, when I was younger, from when I was about, played from when I was about 15 and up until I came here to Scotland when I was 25. So it was very good then.
Yeah.
It was lots of fun.
Yeah. I visited the Cavern, and there was something, I don't know if it was just being there, but you suddenly realised you were stood in a historic place. And I mean, the Beatles and Liverpool and everything that came out of Liverpool changed the musical scene forever. And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, obviously, I think it was for the better. But it suddenly hit me there. You know, I was stood in the centre of almost like the musical universe at one time. You know,
this is where it all started.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we had, you know, love him, Edmundo Rosh, you know, I mean, I still love his, I still love his music, you know, Workers' Playtime on radio, whatever it was back then, you know, but that's what it was, and Victor Sylvester and his dance orchestra, that's what, and then immediately, you know, within kind of weeks, months, the Beatles appeared, and off we went, you know, fantastic time.
Right. We were fantastic all living with time. A lot of the American...
Yeah,
artists Bobby V and all these people, the Everly Brothers.
That's right. Yeah,
and then
I mean, dominated by the States, wasn't it?
That's right. But all the time this was going on in Liverpool, I remember it from when I was about 12 years old.
Really?
Groups, guys getting together.
Yeah.
Do you actually remember the name, the Quarrymen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that was the Quarrymen. Yeah.
That was the predecessors of the Beatles, really, was it?
Yeah, I think it was. It was John and Paul, the Quarrymen. George was around at that time too, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
But one of the amazing things for me was a couple of years after that, you had bands like the Yardbirds, the Animals, the Stones going over to America and having the Americans rediscover the blues.
That's right. Yeah.
And you had people like John Lee Hooker coming over, you know, B.B. King coming to Britain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And suddenly, instead of playing in front of 60 people, they were playing in front of a full house. And everybody knew the songs.
Big audience. Everybody knew.
Incredible.
Ready, Steady, Go.
Yeah, great shows. Yeah.
Avid viewer of that. Yeah, mm-hmm. used to have to put the portable television on on a two or three packing cases to get a reception. You know? Then it would cut off halfway through. Ready, steady, go.
Yeah,
great.
And Radio Luxembourg.
Yes.
Bed covers. Yeah. When you're supposed to be sound asleep, you had school the next day.
Yeah.
Tuned in at 2:08 on the medium wave band.
That's right.
You had to make sure you knew the top 20.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait till midnight for the top 20.
That's right.
Well, see, I must be a bit younger. It was the sounds of the 70s for me, and it was the same scenario. You know, John Peel and Nightingale.
Johnny Walker,
like
maybe?
I don't think Johnny Walker, but I can't mind who the other two were. But
it's the Scottish guy, Stuart
Henry.
Henry.
Yeah. And of course, the whistle test was
a
required viewing as well.
Harris.
Yeah.
Who still is on the go now. Still got a programme, a country programme?
Does he?
Think so, on Radio 2, But he doesn't whisper anymore.
he's lost his whisper.
He's more out there, you know. Yeah.
Oh, no, it was great. Even, you know, it's the old-fashioned things, like saving up for an LP.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't afford an LP every week or anything like that. So he saved up. You're
lucky if you could afford an EP.
See, I know, that's right.
Yeah. Extended, extended play.
See, I can mind when a single was 6 and 8.
Yeah,
that was a lot of money, you know. That was 2 or 3 weeks pocket money, you know. So you had to be careful what choice you made at the top 20, you know.
What was £1.50 in old money?
£30
for that was an LP, wasn't it? For years and years and years was £30.
And I feel sorry for the digital brigade. You know, you just stream things there. You know, there's nothing better than going in and buying an LP and putting it in a bag and carrying it home. You know,
proudly like a trophy in your hands.
putting it in the old stereogram. You know,
in the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand. With an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here in the grass, where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fed. Well, there she goes, my friend. She's rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun it always shines. She'll be flying o'er my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart,
and my pocket's full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go.
Well, there are so many hours in our lifetime, and they are numbered.
Well,
so
exactly.
I think what we ought to recommend is that you tune in to Radio Bucky a bit more often than you have been doing, and you'll hear a lot more of this kind of banter with celebrities from your neighbourhood, and you'll have a nice time. So Radio Bucky, remember that. Go online and have a nice time listening to some of these playlists for life from the past. All kinds of music, all kinds of banter. So well done for tuning into this one. We do appreciate it. And keep up the good work. So bye from all the guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I hope you've enjoyed the show and hope you will listen in next time on Radio Bucky. Join us again next time on Radio Bucky.